No. Actually, another person at the agency was going to Stevens. It started a year before. And I was talking to him, just a friend, talking to him in a general sense of what he was doing. And what he described was, gee, that's something that could help me. Because I was dealing with the Pentagon. I was the outside man in the agency. So I went down to the Pentagon and I bought budgets and programs and things. I interfaced with NASA all the time. I went to Europe and gave talks to people. I interfaced with the British. I was dealing with contractors. I was running a $10 million, what they call, basic research program. And that McNamara Institute thing, on every government project, a percentage of the budget had to go to technology advancement. And you had to determine what your needs were, future needs on that project, and then you had to develop technology to work towards satisfying those needs. Well, I was in charge of that program. So I had various contracts out there, and I was dealing with these contractors, and we were negotiating budgets and schedules. And I found I was 15% of my time was in technology, and 85% of my time was dealing with issues that were management, budget, personnel, compromise, negotiation kinds of issues in a complex organizational environment. And I was flying by the seat of my pants. Everybody in that agency was flying by the seat of their pants. And they've never done anything like this before. And I felt, I'm always a believer. You start with theory, and then you put it to practice. That's the way I think. That's the way I taught school. And so I said, I got to get educated. I finished my master's. At the same time, another friend had been accepted at the, in fact, a friend from Project Monmouth had been accepted the year before as a Sloan Fellow at Stanford. And he stopped by the house one time going through town and described it. I said, geez, that's just exactly what I'm looking for. So I applied. And got accepted. I was one of six PhD students in the Stanford Sloan program. And that kind of changed my life. I've always been a technologist after that, but it's understanding technology and explaining and using technology.